The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
In following his message of the importance of bringing the word, those of you who have heard us before, we're going to have a lot more scripture. So buckle in, get your pens warmed up, and we are going to cover God's word today. Amen. Okay? This morning, did you want to say something?
Go ahead.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm.
I'll get my two words in.
Okay. All right. Buckle in. I'm sorry. Somebody gave her a mic. And a wireless mic, no less.
Hands-free.
Hands-free. Ooh, I'm in trouble. But something that we wanted to share with you today, if you've come to the Lighthouse for very long, you've heard in different ways and different capacities, but we wanted to present it today in a way that we understand it, and hopefully it'll begin a life foundation building block for you, because it has been so important to us in our walk and in our learning, certainly here at the Lighthouse. Monty and Sarah certainly have preached it. Jim and Misty have preached it. And so we hope to give it just a little bit more. Those of you who are Bronco fans, you don't play until 2:30. Those of you who are Dallas fans, well, you need to stay and make sure you come up for prayer after the service, and we'll do the best we can for you. God is in the miracle business.
So what happened Thursday night?
Thursday night was two nights ago. Okay. We are not talking about what happened Thursday night.
Okay, just checking.
Phew. But this life foundation is so important that it is not preached in very many churches. Mm-hmm. Satan wants to steal it from you. He doesn't necessarily steal your foundation or your salvation, but he can erode on your foundation. And when you're not building on that foundation that God has in store for you, your house kind of tilts a little bit.
Jim and Misty, you know, just totally teed it up. Isn't that awesome how God does that? He had a totally different, you know, opening to bring this morning, but he just found out that we were preaching, so he had to change it, you know. That's the beginning, you know, has to start with salvation. Our message today is going to build on that walk that you have with God.
Absolutely. Satan realizes he can't take your eternal destiny, but he can impact your righteousness on this world. And what we want to present today is hopefully a way that you'll be able to visualize and see that in action. We're going to start with 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23 in the Passion.
Now may the God of peace and harmony set you apart, making you completely holy, and may your entire being, spirit, soul, and body be kept completely flawless in the appearing of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Did you catch that? Entire being, spirit, soul, and body. You know, Eric was talking about, Satan doesn't want us to recognize that spirit that lives in us. And, you know, for much of my adult life, until coming to the Lighthouse, I didn't understand that I was a three-part being. You know, it was the soul and the body, you know, your flesh and your mind, will, and emotions. What I have really grown to understand is the spirit, and we're going to talk more about that today.
Okay, here we go. We have three somewhat semi-excited volunteers to help us. That's your cue.
give them a round of applause, a little bit of encouragement here. Thank you guys for helping us out here. We've got Mr. John Beard, who likes his back row seat. So this is a stretch. This is a growing moment for him. You can come on over here, guys. And we've got the wonderful Robbie Joe.
You're going to sit there.
I was going that way.
You're going to sit to start with.
And then there's Beto, who is very nervous. Because apparently there are little birdies watching out for Beto.
Okay, so we have John, and he's going to be the spirit. We have Robbie Joe, who is the mind, will, and emotions.
That's a good one for me.
And then we have Beto, that is the flesh.
Speaking of the bird, D. Okay.
And he is used to being ruled by the mind, will, and emotions that we have on stage for us. And he's just going to get a little bit more of it today. That's all. So we're going to start in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
In the New King James.
In the New King James. Then God said, let us make man in our image. So let us. So right off the bat that we know that God is multifaceted, right? In our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle. There's a special there's a special place for cattle, Jim and Misty, and you have dominion over them. You just need to remind them of that every once in a while. And anybody else who has ever worked cattle, you have dominion, people.
They can go to the sale barn.
They can go right to the sale barn if that's what it takes, but... And over all of the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Why is this so important? Because we understand through Scripture that God is a three-part being. God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the
Son.
Three-part being. And he made us in his image. We are three-part beings.
So in the garden, when Adam and Eve were in the garden, they had perfect communion with God, right? Because they were one with the Spirit. They had perfect fellowship. And God said, it is good, right? But at the fall, what happened?
In the fall, they lost that communion. In the garden, when God says, if you eat of this fruit... You've got to remember, they were allowed to eat of every tree in the garden but one. And that was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They were even allowed to eat of the tree of life, which gives eternal life, because they were perfect and they had eternal life until they lost it. So they're over here with mind, will, and emotions and the flesh. That's all they were left with. They were without the Spirit until Christ came and died for us. And now, like Jim and Misty teed it up, when you become born again, you get the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you for being with us. All right, come right over here. Mind, will, and emotion, the soul, and the flesh.
Where you get a little more fleshly information there? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it. Just a word of warning, you're supposed to take that out when you come up on stage. Yeah. I know.
He's got somebody. Is the Holy Spirit talking to you? And you're.
Yeah.
I learned a long time ago, when you're on a gatekeeper duty and you do the introductions, you take your earpiece out, because they talk to you. You hear voices in your head. So Galatians 4, 6, and 7 in the New King James, it says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth his Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son or daughter, and if a son, than an heir of God through Christ. So you've got to understand this very important concept. When you have the Spirit inside of you, this is what God sees. So when God is looking at us, this is all he sees. This. So there's nothing behind it. The mind, will, and emotions are behind the Spirit. And the flesh is behind that. This is what God sees. Amen.
And it's a full-grown spirit, right? You know, it's not a spirit. You can face back front. It's not a baby Jesus. It's not a baby spirit inside of you, okay? A lot of times I struggled with, you know, well, that spirit is just, I've got to build that spirit within me. No, God gave you his spirit at the moment of salvation, okay? And it's full grown. That's why we brought Mr. John up here, to be the full grown spirit.
It was going to be Ed, but Ed's on reserve. Hey, our brother Ed is doing well.
Awesome.
He is back. I just didn't want him standing up here. We didn't want a weak spirit. So, Romans 8, 9, and 11. And we're going to spend the rest of the sermon talking about the importance, and not just the importance, but the biblical significance of what we're presenting here today. Because if you can grasp it, you can begin to understand why God views us the way that he does, and why so many of us can't see it, because we're looking at it from that side. We're looking at ourselves the way we see ourselves in the mirror.
So let's go ahead.
Go ahead.
So let's go to Romans 8, 9 through 11. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Holy Spirit who dwells in you.
You have God's Holy Spirit living inside you, like Jim and Misty said, when you say the ABCs of salvation. Now, that's just the beginning. You are sealed for eternity, but if you want the rest of the benefits, and Satan doesn't want you to have the rest of the benefits, he knows that you are now a sealed son and daughter of the Most High God. There's nothing he can do about it other than remove some of the blessings that God promises you if you don't understand how you are alive in the Spirit.
So
the King James Version says quickened. You are quickened through the Holy Spirit.
So I'm going to take a little tangent. This coming week is truly the story of Mary and Martha, if you're the cook in your house, right? Okay? Us Marthas get all tied up in making sure everything's just perfect on the table, right? So we did Thanksgiving yesterday. We did Thanksgiving, we did birthday, we did Christmas. We did the whole bit, because my son's here from Georgia, and he's not going to be here at Thanksgiving and Christmas. So what did I do all day yesterday? Okay? Robbie, turn towards the flesh here. Yeah, you guys, you can just gaze lovingly into one another's eyes. Okay? My flesh came out yesterday, right? Martha was in full force. She spent the day in the kitchen, griping and grumbling, looking at her flesh. He doesn't even notice. Griping and grumbling, because I was out there by myself. My son finally comes and helps me and makes the orange salad, which I asked the other party to do, and he went and sat on the couch and watched football, right? So Martha was in full force.
Penn State was on. Now, and then she says, am I being in the flesh? And I said, if you have to ask, that's why I'm standing on this side of the... yeah, like this. Anybody knows what that means?
So, I was one more. Had I turned and looked at the Spirit, okay, what would I have seen yesterday?
Me sitting on the couch watching Penn State. You would have seen your family. But as a small tangent to that, those of you who are dreading Thanksgiving because you have family coming in the lobby after church, that we have little pamphlets that say, Company is like fish. After 3 days, it begins to stink. You can hang it up in your kitchen. For those of you, that was a freebie?
That was a freebie, yeah.
That was a freebie. If you don't need one, it's fine. But if you do need one, we can print them up after. Okay.
But, right, you know, this, your family doesn't get together often, right? What a perfect time to share God's wonderful gift, right? And what did I do? I stood looking at the flesh all day instead of sharing.
And that's why I stayed in the living room.
Sorry.
But you got to understand. Thank you, Debbie. You got to understand, you have the Spirit of God living inside of you. You have the kingdom of God living inside of you. So when you go into that grocery store, you have the kingdom of God is walking in the grocery store. Those people that you encounter may need that kingdom of God.
Amen.
Those people that are coming into your house, they may need that kingdom of God. Are they going to see it because they're seeing what God sees? Or are they going to see it because they're standing on the other side of the flesh? Or the fish, as the case may be. Okay? 2 Corinthians 5:17.
I'm done.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
All right. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Most of us, and I'm speaking to myself, because when you're pointing at somebody, you've got three fingers pointing at you. You've got to understand the behold. You've got to behold what Christ beheld when he went and died for you on that cross. You have to behold what God sees when he looks at you. There's a song by Megan Wood. It's called The Truth. And she talks about you are a child of the perfect King. And when he sees you, you need nothing. It's everything that he already designed you to be. He's just waiting for you to say yes. Okay? 2 Corinthians 5:21, just a little bit further past 17, said, for he made him who knew no sin, that's Jesus, to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in him. The righteousness means right standing. So again, when God is looking at you, he doesn't see all our warts. He doesn't see us in this meat suit, as Misty would say. He sees the righteousness of God. You know, and we have John up here. When God sees John, he sees the righteousness of God. When he sees Robbie Joe, he sees the righteousness of his son, Jesus Christ. And when he sees Beto, same thing. Ditto. When Debbie and I were dating, shortly after we started dating, I told her I loved her. For the first time, she looked at me longingly in the eyes and said, Ditto.
I'm a woman of few words, right? You all know me.
So when you begin to understand that, you can begin to understand why God gets excited when he sees you. Psalms tells us his mercies are new every morning. His mercies, his blessings, his excitement is new every morning. Why? Because he gets to see his kids.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he gets to see his kids through the righteousness of his son, Jesus Christ. This is such an important concept, people. If you can grasp it and you can begin to understand it and then you begin to believe it, it will change your life.
Amen. Amen.
It will change your life for the better. It allows us to have the exact same relationship that Jesus had with the Father when he was here on this earth. Think about that. And so when you're thinking about that, and your mind, will, and emotions is looking at the flesh, you're going to have fleshly problems. But when your mind, will, and emotions, your soul, is focused on the Spirit, you're going to have spirit benefits. So the question is simple. Which do you want? Do you want fleshly problems? Or do you want spiritual benefits? God's giving you the choice. It's pretty obvious, but you still get to choose. And how is that even possible? In Romans 5, 8, and 9, he says, but God demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were still yet sinners. While we were still sinners, when we were still ugly in sin, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, shall we be saved by wrath through him. We have no more wrath who are saved through Jesus Christ. Do you know why? Because God knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. In those hidden places, he knew us. And he knew the potential that each and every one of us had in his plan. And so when he is looking at us, saved through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, he gets excited because he sees the potential that is within each and every one of us. And he gets excited knowing he gets to spend eternity with the rest of us. Now, Jim, he says there was a couple people that maybe he wasn't quite so excited about spending eternity with. But God is excited about all of his favorites. And that's every one of us. You want to read that?
Okay. Go ahead.
That should totally excite us, knowing that we can't blow it bad enough that God quits loving us. Because he loved us while we were blowing it beforehand. Right? Debbie has something in here about the full-grown baby or the full-grown Jesus in us. We should have known an immediate significant weight gain.
Just Thursday.
Just on Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So Jesus told us in John 3:6, that which is born of flesh is flesh. But what happens when we're born again? That which is born of spirit is spirit.
Don't worry about her. She's flexible. It's fine.
Okay. And then in Galatians 5:16 through 17 and 22 and 23, let me emphasize this. As you yield to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. When your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit, little birdie told me about a cookie. I don't know where that came from. When your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit, you hinder him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your self-life from dominating you. So this relationship, when you focus here, when you spend time in his word, when you come to church, when you spend time praising, when you spend time in fellowship with other believers, this relationship is strengthening. It's strengthened. The Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your self-life from dominating you. So then the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the spirit. But when you yield to the life of the Spirit, you will no longer be living under the law. This is the law relationship, right? But soaring above it. And Monty's always talking about this one. But the fruit of the Spirit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine. But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. Joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of the Spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless.
So you need to understand that the closer you get, your mind, will, and emotions get to the Spirit, the easier it is to renew your mind and keep yourself focused on the Spirit. One thing you may have not have noticed, the Spirit has nothing to do with the flesh, and the flesh has nothing to do with the Spirit. They're incompatible. It's only through the mind, will, and emotion that each and every one of us have that the battle exists. Okay? It's really, really important to remember. When we are operating in the flesh, when we put the law above the Spirit. And so when we think we can do it, and the law means our works, right? So when we think we can do it on our own, and only call, how many have seen the Progressive commercials where they call in the backup quarterback? Have you seen those? Those are actually semi-amusing. Because you're trying to do something and you can't get it done, and call a backup. Well, how many of us are like that? We try and we try and we try and we try, and when we get it so messed up it can't be fixed, we need backup. We need help. But now the problem is that we're so far over here in the flesh, now we're calling to the Holy Spirit, but now we're over here. And now we have to start all over again. So the more we stay focused on the Holy Spirit and not on the flesh, the better off we are. Romans 12, 2, and Pastor Burt used this. He stole from our, which is okay.
Yeah.
We'll give him, Yeah, it's kind of fleshy, actually. You're right. He kind of stole it from the Bible. How's that?
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Romans 12, 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Whoa! How many of you have ever been taught, and you can show your hands if you want, but you don't have to, that we cannot know the will of God? Both hands for me. You can't know the will of God. He's God. And you're not. That is a whole different sermon, which we don't have time for today. You see how easy that is, Monty? You just switch, you stay on track. Okay, he's not here, so we can talk about him. Okay.
So we'll never see the purposes of God for our life. He knew the purpose. He had your purpose identified in you before the foundations of the earth, okay? We just need to seek that. Sorry, that was a tangent. That was a free one, as Monty says.
Yeah.
That was a free one. Okay. We'll never see the purposes of God for our life through the Spirit if our soul is focused here, okay? You're not going to find the purpose if you're looking at the flesh and for approval with others. Why was I in my Martha mode yesterday? I wanted to make my family happy. Now, that's not a bad thing, but when it becomes so fleshly that I get angry at part of my family, that's looking at the Spirit.
We won.
We win eventually if
that's
we don't
true.
Quit.
All right. Is Case here? Oh, there's Case back there. Star Wars quote. From the phantom menace, your focus determines your reality. Ooh. Your focus determines your reality. I think they stole that from Proverbs. For so a man thinketh, so shall he be.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse. I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
Will lead me through. You are the peace in my trouble.